This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody minces their words. People back down from the truth. That's why we've gotten in this position with these corrupt tyrants running our lives. And so I was deadly serious when I said when they're convicted for releasing this bioweapon on purpose and running the Wuhan lab, that's Bill Gates and Fauci and the rest of them, I mean, I think that they should face the death penalty. I don't want anybody to attack Gates or attack Fauci. I don't want anybody to go to their house, any of that stuff. I'm saying I want them arrested. I want them indicted. I want them tried. I could show this evidence. I'm going to show you at the bottom of the hour. Pretend Nugent joins us and leaves us. A smoking gun, them admitting they did the whole thing. And it's all coming out. And so we've got to not just push for them to have all their policies reversed and to show it's a premeditated power grab. They've got to face prison time. They're trying to put us all in prison for loving liberty. Coming up, Australia joins military drills with France, Japan, U.S. tensions with China intensify. And it's all coming out. Tucker Carlson's calling for criminal investigations of Fauci and others. So the truth is coming out, ladies and gentlemen. And that's all coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ted Nugent, I want to get him on to talk about a host of issues, the open borders, the gun grab, the globalists, what's happening with China. He got COVID as well, but took ivermectin. That's coming up. But here's Greg Reese's latest report, evidence of self-spreading vaccines being used for depopulation.
The official death numbers from 2020 are out for the United States. And only 5% of those labeled as COVID deaths actually died from COVID. Less than 19,000 people in the U.S. died from COVID-19 in 2020. Far less than those who die each year from the flu or cold. Another bald-faced big pharma fraud admitted to in their own fine print. They've gotten away with falsifying the numbers before. To fake a swine flu pandemic and an influenza scare. Both to sell billions of dollars worth of needless, dangerous vaccines to a dumbed down, brainwashed public. Is it about eugenics? Yes. Eugenics 101 is to kill off the sick and elderly. Is it about money? Of course. In the U.S. alone, based on two shots per person, the vaccine manufacturers are making over $13 billion a year, paid for by taxpayer dollars. The manufacturers have no liability. They cannot be held accountable for any deaths or injury. They will only profit more by selling drugs to everyone that they've injured with their experimental vaccines. Is it a big experiment? Absolutely. And there is no shortage of suckers and fools. Millions are willingly lining up for the mystery injection, proudly boasting their compliance and ignorance for all the world to see on social media. But is it all voluntary? In recent years, Big Pharma has been pushing for vaccines to self-spread to non-vaccinated individuals. They claim to already have this technology and have discussed using it on the public covertly. One application considered was an anti-fertility vaccine that could be administered to human women without their knowledge. A recent Pfizer study describes the potential for their COVID vaccine to cause adverse effects in pregnant women who come into close contact with recently vaccinated individuals. And we have seen thousands of women reporting abnormal menstrual cycles, miscarriages, and blood clots after coming into contact with the vaccinated. Former chief science officer for Pfizer said that he thinks vaccines will be used for mass depopulation. If this is being done to us deliberately, obviously we wouldn't be told. Bill Gates doesn't think you deserve to know what's in the vaccine.
There's been some speculation that the changing intellectual property rules and allowing these vaccines, as you say, the recipe for these vaccines to be shared would be helpful. And do you think that would be helpful?
No.
And the inserts are dubiously left blank on purpose. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, Ted Nugent in 60 seconds. Strap yourselves in.
Your brain, your heart, your bones, your liver, your eyes, everything has a better shot at surviving in this crazy environment when you have high-quality fish oil. We've got the best out there. We have the highest grade of fish oil available, and what it does for your body is simply amazing. Everybody already knows what high-quality fish oil does, and it costs us even more to put it through a process to remove any trace mercury that's in it. So this is also clean fish oil. It's been sold out for months, but it's back in stock, 50% off. Krill oil is set to sell out. It's amazing as well. It's at 25% off, but when you get them both together in a combo, it's 50% off as well. Ultimate fish oil, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and when I forget to take it, I really feel it. But I take a couple of them before I go to sleep at night. It makes my dreams even more amazing. Unless you thought I was joking, you've tried it out and most of you have been blown away. Get your fish oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. Ultimate fish oil, InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com.
Tomorrow's news today. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
And we've got Ted Nugent on with us. A few weeks ago, we heard that he'd gotten COVID, which is a very real thing, a very serious gain of function, pneumonia cold that can also attack the brain and other parts of the body. We now know it was a weapon made in China. As we told you a year ago, that's now coming out. We have the documents when Ted Nugent leaves us. We'll cover that at the bottom of the hour. But I wanted to get him on because he was really sick, took ivermectin, and had a great testimony. And that saves lives. They've tried to suppress ivermectin. They've tried to suppress hydroxychloroquine because if you have a treatment that's already there, well, then you can't have emergency authorization for these GMO Franken shots. But now there was a court order in Chicago where a woman was on a ventilator dying. Her daughter got a court order. They put her on ivermectin. She's now better, out of the hospital. So now out of the coma. That was last week. Now she's out of the hospital, last time I heard. So joining us to save lives, does it so many ways, promoting the Second Amendment and also self-sufficiency with hunting, is Ted Nugent, who needs no introduction. Sir, thanks for coming on again.
My pleasure, Alex. A very happy springtime across the heartland out there, and to you. And you nailed it. I would just like to say ditto, ditto, ditto. But what I want to bring is just a glowing, inescapable, irrefutable tsunami of evidence that the most important responsibility of an American is to remain suspicious and to constantly ask questions and never back down till you get answers that have evidence, that have information that you can believe because of scientific research, just boots on the ground research. But let me tell you, I'm a happy, happy, dangerously healthy young man. I don't know about how young I'm 72 now, but I got the Chinese virus. And let's make the most important point possible that you do all the time, Alex, and we the people out here in the asset column of America, we salute you and thank you, as I always mention, for always asking the hard questions and spotlighting the cockroaches, which are just everywhere now. In 2019, I did hundreds and hundreds of interviews. I write for different publications. I do podcasts all the time. I'm doing Facebook Live. I admitted, obviously, that there was a Wuhan virus. That's what they called it because that's where it started, just like the German measles and the Spanish flu and the West Nile virus. There's a geographical reference historically to medical considerations. I'm just a guitar player, but I figured that out. I admitted hundreds, if not thousands of times, based on my scientific buddies, my epidemiologist buddies, my doctor buddies, the white papers from the frontline doctors, and that there was a Wuhan virus, a Chinese virus that they started calling a COVID-19 because our government wants to cover for the Communist Chinese Party. The evidence is irrefutable. That my sickness, along with billions of people around the world that got the Chinese virus, that Ted Nugent getting the Chinese virus and getting very, very sick was actually a trending global story claiming that I called it a hoax. Now, Alex, I'm verbose. I have a loud
mouth. Oh, I know. I follow you. You've been on the show. You've called it Chinese virus. You never said it wasn't real. So they used that to defame you, claiming that you were a fraud, but now admitted you were a fraud and that you were wrong. Total hoax. I mean, it wasn't just global trending. It was the number one story in the world for about a day and a half.
And let's identify what that story was. That the Satanists, and they used to be Democrats, and I guess they morphed into Marxists and Communists and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and, you know, the MS-13 devil gangs. They literally celebrated the suffering of their fellow man. But meanwhile, now, make sure that doesn't escape us. The global media community driven by the ultra-leftist statement.
I remember they said, I hope Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson die next. That was trending as well.
It literally, global media celebrated the suffering of a fellow man. Now, that's ugly and that's demonic and it's pure evil. But, Alex, millions, if not tens of millions of people from around the world, they come on my Facebook, I get the email, we get bombarded. The love, the caring, the empathy, the compassion, the support, the positive spirit and goodwill and decency. Alex, I'm telling you, it was immeasurable. People prayed for me. I went to the frontline doctors, the great Dr. Simone Gold and her team. I got immediately on the hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin, the steroids. I've always pounded basic vitamins, but I increased the vitamins. And within 3 or 4 days, I literally started feeling like that dangerous guitar player that stands up for truth, logic, and common sense and all the good stuff in the world. So right now, as I face you, Alex, I couldn't be healthier. I couldn't be more cocked, locked, and ready to rock the Glock around the cock, Mr. Spock. And I killed 2 black buck with my bow and arrow. I'm literally toothpicking my teeth right now in an immeasurable, joyous celebration of venison, conservation, resource stewardship. I trained with a bunch of heroes of the Sheriff's Department with our firearms yesterday. So I am on point. I have recovered because of the frontline doctors implementing the proven methodologies that Trump recommended that were banned by big tech and our government. Really try to grasp that.
And here's the great part. I don't even have to tell you why I want you on. You're a great guy. You come on. We're so simpatico. I wanted you on to talk about the fact they tried to suppress what worked for you and millions of other people and how that's another crime they're committing with big tech and big pharma wanting us to only have these vaccines, which they now admit aren't even protecting people. In fact, the majority of people now going to the hospital with COVID were already vaccinated. This is insane. This is a crime.
Yeah, I've heard from literally hundreds of my buddies out there, hunting buddies, law enforcement, military, the ranchers down the road, band members, not my band members. They've somehow avoided it. They're young and healthy. They take good care of themselves, clean and sober. They're strong, fortified individuals. But some of my other musician friends from around the country got hit real hard. Now, you never heard those stories. And no devils wrote journalistic hate hoping that my friends in other bands die from the Chinese virus, but they did that about me. And, Alex, I know you love me. I feel the love. I celebrate the love. But do you realize as bad of a mofo as I think I am, I couldn't possibly be as wonderful of a human being to deserve the hate from the Satanists that they've trended a global article celebrating my sickness and suffering is proof that they're scared to death of me, and it makes me so happy and so strong. And good people celebrate that my good, my spirit irritates the demon.
Your spotlight. It's like Jimi Hendrix said, stand next to your fire. You've got the fire of liberty that Thomas Jefferson talked about. It pisses them off. I agree. People ask me all the time, how do you handle being lied about and demonized and attacked? And I go, that means the old World War II saying, I'm over the target. That's what I expect.
Yeah. Well, I consider myself a Schindler. And my list of Jews that I'm saving is growing so quickly and so voluminously that the brown shirts hate everything I stand for. Now, that's a metaphor that I think the Alex Jones viewers will understand, but some people will completely miss my point, is that I have dedicated myself to being in the asset column, to be productive, to be law-abiding, to support God, family, country, law enforcement, the heroes of the military when they properly crush the evil forces like in World War II, and I don't think since, with all due respect. So I study, I research, I'm just a guitar player, but here's the most important thing about an American. We give a damn. I give a damn. The people who prayed for me give a damn. Alex Jones that questions the abuse of authority and the demonic decrees from the Biden zombies, you are a warrior. You're in the asset column. That's why we are kindred souls, because truth, logic, and common sense matters.
And they want to take the economy and culture and church away from us and music and everything else because they want us to be dependent. When we come back, I want to talk about that. Biden's saying, oh, people aren't going back to work because the money we're giving them, but we know that's what they're doing. And now the pipelines are shutting down, and they claim the Russians did it with no evidence. I want to see evidence because I know who shut down a pipeline just as big, and his name is Joe Biden from the third Obama administration, the main Keystone to Houston that's refined and sent on the Colonial Pipeline. So only guy I know who's been shutting down pipelines is Joe Biden.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction. That's Newtonian physics. It's been proven to be very accurate since he observed that fact of this universe that God created. And so as negative as things are, as bad as things are, that is eliciting a massive response. Trump won the election by a landslide. The majority of Americans know it in polls. Everything Biden does is a joke. Everything he touches turns to crap. They're waging war. They want to domesticate us. They want to get us on the dole. They want to break our will. It's not going to work. And Ted Nugent is here, an American success story, to lay it out and just illustrate. It's great to have him as a somewhat of a peer. He's my elder. But I go through the same lies where they just edit something or whole cloth lie. Well, he when he sees that, he knows it's bull. When I see stuff about him, I know it's bull. All of it is an inversion. And so that's the key to remember, that the left are just bad people, and they're not going to stop. We just have to go on living and producing and building excellence, and like Field of Dreams, they will come. But it really is coming to a head. What do we do about Biden? What do we do about him coming for the guns and dissolving the borders and new evidence of his son being on the communist Chinese payroll? And what do we do about the Justice Department being globalist run? What do we do when the country's awake, but they've stolen the election and are really trying to start a civil war?
Well, Alex, number one, we need more Alex Jones that are willing to put their lives on the line, spotlighting the cockroaches that have metastasized into every orifice, every element of America, the media, our government, Hollywood, academia. It's literally at their best moment, they're Marxists. More often than not, they're literally rock solid in the Satan column. If you look what they're doing, that the economy, it's all artificial. We're selling pork bellies and orange futures that there are no groves of orange to represent, and the pigs won't have enough babies to produce the pork bellies that they're selling. I mean, I'm just a guitar player, but I understand economics 101. But the most important thing is to support the Alex Jones, to watch Tucker Carlson and look at the evidence and share it with our dumb friends and our dumb family members. With all due respect, I don't have any dumb family members, and I don't have any dumb friends, but I see them wearing masks on their motorcycle. So I know there's some really dumb people out there that have turned into walking, breathing, mouth-breathing zombies. But Alex, listen closely. I know the answer. That's awfully cocky of me, which I've got down to a science. Every American who believes in independence and freedom and the American dream outlined in the Constitution of the Bill of Rights, I'm telling you, you have to be a member of the National Rifle Association and the Gun Owners of America and the United States Concealed Carry Association.
And let me stop you, because you've paid a big price, I know, behind the scenes with all the big giant booking places, even though you can fill up stadiums not doing it because you're pro-America. The NRA is being attacked by George Soros' attorney general in New York. They're trying to basically arrest them. They're trying to bankrupt our organization. Now they're trying to keep them from fleeing to Texas to live in some form of freedom. Trump's had to leave New York. I mean, we are embattled. I am embattled. You are embattled. The NRA is battled. People need to know we're confident about this. We're strong. We don't flop around like victims. But people better know now is the time to support with prayer, word of mouth, and financially the NRA. I totally agree.
Well, because the NRA are at the executive board. God bless all the board members and all my fellow members. But the NRA is about we the people. It's the most important civil rights family organization in the world that stands up for the most powerful instinct and God-given individual right to defend our lives, to keep and bear.
And the NRA under you on the board has gone from being soft 30 years ago to being hardcore. It's a wonderful organization, and they're trying to demonize it. No, we need to support it now more than ever.
And let me point out a couple others. I know it's a pain in the ass when you list different websites and organizations, but there's an organization called Hunter Nation. We made the difference.
Don't start over. It's not a pain in the ass. In fact, another reason I wanted to get you on is now with the food running scarce, they don't want us to be self-sufficient. How important is it for people that have never been hunting or fishing to start getting into it? Or those of us that have been so busy to make ourselves go do it? It's so restful. We're supposed to do it. It's spiritual. You talk about it. Tell us how people get back into hunting, or if they've not been involved in it, how they get involved.
Well, certainly during the Chinese virus attack, there were more hunting and fishing licenses sold than in decades, because there is a instinctual understanding of the healing powers of nature, and that all your food, clothing, shelter, weapons, tools, medicine, and spirit comes from wildlife and wild ground. Some people have intentionally removed themselves from that nature reality, but the hunting, fishing, trapping families of this country have understood that. We embrace it, and we live it to the nth degree of ultimate declaration of independence. So go to your local gun range. Go down to Cabela's and Bass Pro. Talk to the guys behind the counter. Find that bow and arrow that turns you into a samurai. Alignment of the spiritual planets, when you can put that arrow where you want it. And there is more wildlife. There's more deer, more turkey, more bear, more cougar. There's more antelope. There's more bison. They're having an emergency bison hunt in the Grand Canyon because they didn't harvest an adequate number over the years.
And by the way, Joe Rogan didn't hunt till like 15 years ago. Now he does it all the time. He's totally addicted. He says it's the best thing in his life.
Yeah, but people visit HunterNation.com. I think it might be HunterNation.org. HunterNation.org, because there's regulations that are anti-hunting, that are anti-wildlife, that are anti-science. Visit Hunter Nation. Here's another one, very important. CreateChangeNow.org. Please write that down. CreateChangeNow.org. We're creating an army of conservatives across this country that are going to put the hardest pressure on our elected employees and the history of this experiment in self-government, because our elected employees don't care if they don't hear from you. And if they don't hear from you...
I totally agree. And it is HunterNation.org. Let's go back to that and then back to the political thing for a few minutes. We got to go. And we always want you back here, sir. Getting back to hunting, I found with leftists and liberals, I've taken a lot of Hollywood people out over the years. Mike Judge and I did a few times in Texas. They convert to shooting and hunting instantly and don't know why they were taught to hate it. So I found the most successful way to convert leftists is if you can get them hunting or fishing.
There's no question about it. I've had such a success with that, and from the rock and roll world that I'm in, where they've been brainwashed that somehow animals have rights in between the barbecue. I mean, the brain dead propaganda mushy goofiness that exists out there. But to the man and the woman, and mostly the Ted Nugent Camp for Kids Children, we've baptized tens of thousands of people who were animal rights inclined because of the propaganda, and then they realize you want grass-fed, natural, organic, renewable, ultimate healthy protein. It's called venison, and they fall in love with the challenge, the spirituality of being out there, because we don't kill much, especially with the bow and arrow, but you understand your role in nature. And I'm telling you, when you return back to the city life or whatever life you lead, no matter how stressed it is, there is a peacefulness. There is a stream of spiritual consciousness when you utilize God's healing powers of nature.
You're interfacing with God's creation. So, HunterNation.org, and then what's the other one for political action?
CreateChangeNow.org, an army of conservatives.
All right, listen, come back again sooner. I'd love to get you in studio or come up and see you at the ranch and say hi to your beautiful wife, my friend.
You bet. God bless America. Thank you, Alex.
All right, there goes Ted Nugent, who knew that the virus was real, always said it was, got it, got healed with ivermectin, and now he's there warning people they need to know about ivermectin. So tell others about ivermectin, because people will die, folks, if they don't demand ivermectin or the vitamins or minerals or the hydroxychloroquine. All right, the big secrets of the Wuhan virus are now out. We'll break it down on the other side. Stay with us.
Listeners have rightfully been complaining the last 6 months or so, saying, where are
are most of the best-selling products you have that we love? And my answer is the supply chain has broken down. I have to either reformulate or I have to lower the quality to get a lot of these. And so that's why we don't have a lot of products in. That's why InfoWars is in financial trouble, is because if we had the products, you would be buying it. We'd have the money. But so many of them have been sold out, just like you notice a lot of other items at the store aren't available because civilization is being artificially imploded. But finally, X2 is back in stock. The good halogen, deep earth crystal iodine, so essential in your body. It's really the missing link. It's 50% off. We got a big shipment of it at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when it gets ready to sell out, we'll have to go back to near full price. Take advantage of this now. Stock up. And don't forget to take your X2, because I have a tendency to forget how great it is and not take it myself. But when I do, stamina, libido, energy, weight loss, it's incredible. It's essential. It's X2 at InfoWarsStore.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Stranger to the rain, I'm a friend of thunder. Friend, is it any wonder lightning strikes me? I fought with the devil, got down on his level, but I never gave in, so he gave up on me. I'm no stranger to the rain. I can spot bad weather, and I'm good at finding shelter in a downpour. I've been sacrificed by brother, crucified by lovers. But through it all, I withstood the pain.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to break the most important news in my 27 years on air. This is absolutely incredible. And if this information does not bring the criminals to justice, if it does not reverse the operations that they've launched, then things are going to get a lot darker, a lot quicker. Let me give you a summation before I go through the evidence. We've known that Bill Gates and the UN and Fauci and the Chi-Coms were doing level 4 bioweapons development of gain-of-function coronavirus research. That was known in 2015 at Chapel Hill, North Carolina. There was a major scandal. It was in the newspapers. Scientists blew the whistle and said, this is dangerous, it's illegal. And so Obama had it moved to communist China, just like he moved black sites out of Poland, Hungary, Romania, Jordan, and Egypt for torture to China. And that's highly classified. That's directly from CIA operatives that I've talked to, two different ones separately, and later part of it came out. So they moved all this illegal stuff to communist China. Then when Trump was dominating, was defeating the impeachments, when they knew they didn't have the votes, they released it on purpose so they could then have a shutdown of the West. Communist China would never really shut down, and it would become the dominant force, not the number two economy, which it now has. And all the globalists that were invested in China would make trillions and trillions of dollars, which they all have as well. And we would now go under a global ID, a global control, with the UN in charge. We know the names of the scientists. We know who did it. We know, and now video has surfaced, not one video, but two videos, of the project manager and managers admitting to going and getting the 5 viruses like they were Thanos in Endgame or something, and combining them all together to create the super weapon. Emergency alert, Fauci project manager confesses to creating COVID-19. Tucker Carlson began to break this last night. I told you on the War Room we'd be breaking it today. He broke it. That's great. But he didn't get to the last part where he admits, the project manager, that they didn't just go get the 5 viruses, that they combined them for a vaccine. But to make the vaccine, you got to make the pathogen of something that never existed, that no one would ever make. And again, you do it in China so that it, when you release it on the world, it's a weapon for China to have power over the West. But you can't blame China because U.S. and British contractors are involved organizing it with the UN and Bill Gates, who have been rooting for China and saying America's bad and saying our response was bad. So this globalist cabal went to China, did this with the Chinese. That's why the documents came out of the Australian newspapers 2 days ago, 3 days ago, I guess on Saturday, so 4 days ago. And the Chinese admit it's real. Their war college in 2015 saying we're developing SARS, COVID, weaponized systems. Now, this 5 virus combo is only the carrier group. Its real power is the HIV delivery system. So the virus isn't that deadly unless you have autoimmune issues, are very sick already, pre-existing conditions, and or vitamin mineral deficiency. But as I predicted, studying the spectrum of analysis, it's a carrier where they can easily release a new variant that they've already got in a laboratory frozen in a test tube in liquid oxygen that they can bring out and release anytime they want. They've even got manuals on what time to do it, early morning hours into the air, so that it doesn't die via the sun, and so that people coming out breathe it. You spray it on their doorsteps. You spray it into their ventilation systems at night. And they did a big implantation of it in Italy and other areas and the U.S. And so that's why they wouldn't let Trump and try to stop Trump from banning the Chinese flights up front. They wanted to get more of the carriers in. And China now basically admits they had carriers into the U.S. And then it, quote, gets rid of the old population that Gates already wants to, so they don't have to pay out the trillions of dollars of benefits that people paid into. So it's a multifaceted plan. They had to get all the hospitals on board. And now Tucker Carlson has come out in a 14-minute report last night that They're not posting to YouTube, so we post it to band.video and expose this. The censored Tucker Carlson report, Anthony Fauci let the coronavirus pandemic happen. Why isn't there a criminal investigation? That's the Fox News headline. And Fox has the report, but it's not on YouTube. There it is, censored. See the Tucker Carlson Wuhan lab report. Fox News won't let you see. And that's, the crew's great. I didn't give them a headline. I did say the headline this morning. I actually said, see the censored report. See the censored Tucker Carlson, Anthony Fauci. So just change the headline, please, to censored. And then this headline. Overhead shot, please. This headline right here. This headline. Tucker Carlson, Anthony Fauci let the coronavirus pandemic happen. Why isn't there a criminal investigation? Okay? This is the censored report. In the sub-headline, you explain that Fox isn't posting this online. They may have changed that since I went live. Okay? But we'll also post that to Infowars.com. So here's part of what Tucker Carlson said last night. I'm going to come back with the video. With the video of the project manager admitting it all, the smoking gun. But here's Tucker Carlson last night.
Those facts. WHO appointed none other than Peter Daszak as the only America-based representative on the investigative team looking into where the virus came from. In what turned out to be a sham report, that team concluded that it's, quote, extremely unlikely that the virus came from the Wuhan lab. Again, that's not true. The WHO's investigation into the origins of the virus was fraudulent, and that matters to public health globally. But one thing you'll notice is that Tony Fauci did not say that. Why? Because once again, he is implicated in it personally. The gain-of-function research that Peter Daszak was bragging about in the video we just showed you had, in fact, been banned explicitly by the U.S. government. There was a federal moratorium on the funding of exactly the kind of gain-of-function experiments that went on in the Wuhan lab to disastrous effects. So why didn't the U.S. government halt its funding of the lab in Wuhan? That is a central question, and Nicholas Wade, to his great credit, looked into it. And here's what he found. Quote, someone wrote a loophole into the moratorium. The moratorium specifically barred funding of any gain-of-function research that increased the pathogenicity of the flu, MERS, or SARS viruses. But then a footnote on page 2 of the moratorium document states that, quote, an exception from the research pause may be obtained if the head of the U.S. government funding agency determines that the research is urgently necessary to protect the public health or national security. And that's exactly the loophole that was exploited. Who signed off on this? Tony Fauci, possibly along with Francis Collins, the director of the NIH, invoked that special exemption in order to keep funding the Wuhan lab and the deadly experiments that were going on there. The experiments that clearly went so wrong. According to Richard Ebright, quote, unfortunately, the NIAID director, that'd be Fauci, and the NIH director, exploited this loophole to issue exemptions to projects subject to pause, preposterously asserting that the exempted research was, quote, urgently necessary to protect public health or national security, and thereby nullifying the pause. This wouldn't have happened if Tony Fauci didn't allow it to happen. That is clear. It's an amazing story. It is a shocking story. In a functional country, there would be a criminal investigation currently underway into Tony Fauci's role in the COVID pandemic that has killed millions and halted our country and changed it forever. So why isn't there a criminal investigation into Tony Fauci's role in
this? I'll tell you.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Alex Jones, and I'm going to give you the rest of the story of what Tucker Carlson just dropped, the mega bombshell, and the fact that prestigious science writers in mainstream news are now reporting everything that we told you over a year ago here on air, because the documents were already there. But now new information has been discovered of the very people involved bragging that they were creating a five-virus chimera bioweapon to produce a vaccine, exactly what Dr. Francis A. Boyle said 15 months ago. That was February, early February of last year. That's more than 15 months ago now. Man, time is flying, and it's not about being right. It's about we don't make stuff up here. We make mistakes sometimes. I wish I was wrong about a lot more, because we have a very accuracy rate, probably 98%. And usually things are worse than we thought. Usually the mistake is that things are worse than we thought. So let me now get to this as quickly and as cogently as I can. Before I hit this bombshell info, here's some background. Here's Fauci this year telling Senator Rand Paul he knows nothing about gain-of-function research when he specifically funded Peter Daszka to carry this out, and that's in all the admissions, and that's in all the documents, and they moved it from Chapel Hill, and he was directly over it, and I'll show you those articles in a moment. So here he is lying to Congress about putting in the spike protein that is the HIV spike protein that allows it to go into the mucous membrane and go right into our cells. Here it is.
Dr. Fauci, do you still support funding of the NIH funding of the lab in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, with all due respect, you are entirely and completely incorrect that the NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Do they fund Dr. Barrick?
We do not fund.
Do you fund Dr. Barrick's gain-of-function research?
Dr. Barrick does not do gain-of-function research, and if it is, it's according to the guidelines, and it is being conducted in North Carolina.
You don't think inserting a bat virus spike protein that he got from the Wuhan Institute into the SARS virus is gain of function?
That is
not in the minority, because at least 200 scientists have signed a statement from the Cambridge Working Group saying that it is gain of function.
Well, it is not. And if you look at the grant and you look at the progress reports, it is not gain of function, despite the fact
that's enough.
People tweet.
That is the criminal himself saying that back in May. That is just recently. So he is in a lot of trouble. He looks extremely scared. Paul asked him that a few months ago. This is breaking now. This is happening just today. Wow. I thought that was the old clip when they said, hey, we got the clip of Fauci denying it. Wow. Wow. Man, this is moving in live time. Okay. So here it is. Peter Daszka, president of EcoHealth Alliance, starting in 14, was project lead on six NIH projects with focus on the emergence of novel zoonotic coronaviruses, COVID, with bat origins. Some of the project's work was performed at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Now, we're going to show you him saying that. It's an hour-long interview. Researchers are considered gain-of-function studies. The six projects received a total funding of $3,748,715 from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Disease. That's what Fauci is the head of. And we've got all the grants and all that right here. And there's huge articles with the former top New York Times science writer detailing it all. And that's what Tucker was going off of. So here, ladies and gentlemen, is him in an interview taped December 9th, 2019. That's the date on the interview. It was then finally posted on May 19th of last year, a year ago. And here is the project manager who was given money directly by the NIH on record. It's mainstream news to carry this out, Peter Daszak, to do it. And there was Fauci just now, today, in the Senate, lying, looking scared as hell. Again, he already denied it a few months ago. Here he is when this is already out denying it. Wow. So here is the smoking gun.
We went out to southern China and did surveillance of bats across southern China. And we've now found, after, you know, 6 or 7 years of doing this, over 100 new SARS-related coronaviruses, very close to SARS. Some of them get into human cells in the lab. Some of them can cause SARS disease in humanized mouse models and are untreatable with therapeutic monoclonals. And you can't vaccinate against them with the vaccine. So these are a clear and present danger.
Yeah.
We've even found people with antibodies in Yunnan to SARS-related coronaviruses. So there's like human exposure.
Right.
We're now doing surveillance. We're just beginning another 5 years of work to look at cohorts in southern China to say, well, how frequent does this spillover happen? And is it associated with disease? Because I expect, just like Nipah in Bangladesh, there are dozens and dozens of small spillovers going on the planet any one time, which we just never see.
Sure. Yeah, they never amplify. There are a few cases, and they're just absorbed in the illness, the overall illness of the population, right?
Now you could say, so who cares? You know, and that's one argument. But our strategy is any one of those could become pandemic. There's a lot of stochasticity in what happens then.
Yeah.
So if we look at all of them, understand patterns, try and reduce the number of spillover events we've got, you know.
But if you're saying these are diverse coronaviruses and you can't vaccinate against them, there are no antivirals, what do we do?
Well, so I think that coronaviruses are pretty good. I mean, you're a virologist, you know all this stuff, but you can manipulate them in the lab pretty easily. It's just spike protein drives a lot of what happens with the coronavirus, zoonotic risk. So you can get the sequence, you can build the protein, and we work with Ralph Barrick at UNC mm-hmm. to do this. Insert it into the backbone of another virus and do some work in the lab. So you can get more predictive when you find a sequence. You've got this diversity. Now, the logical progression for vaccines is if you're going to develop a vaccine for SARS, mm-hmm. people are going to use pandemic SARS as
well. Yeah, sure.
But let's try and insert some of these other related and get a better vaccine.
And I guess also knowledge of what's there. If you see something emerging, it give it a head start on making a vaccine or a therapeutic.
That's true.
If you see five viruses merging, you get ahead of it. They don't do that. It would take millions of years, as scientists say, for that to happen naturally. It just happened magically. It's all merged at the Indian and the Australian scientists said a year ago. The P shuttle genes, the HIV added, that didn't come from a bat. They created it. Did you just hear him? We went out, we got it, we mixed it together for a vaccine, which we know they were developing vaccines at the Wuhan lab funded by the NIH for those five viruses, and he just admitted it, and that's what COVID-19 is. But it gets worse. When we come back, Fauci funded the University of Texas himself directly out of his organization, the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, to study coronaviruses, vaccines of what it would do on lab rats, and it caused protein problems, heart attacks, strokes, blood clots, you name it. Just in the last 2 days, I've talked to two people in my office, one in that building and one in this building that works directly for us, but she doesn't want to come on air. She's getting her uncle on tomorrow, who got the shot, had a stroke the next day, and her cousin got super sick and almost killed him. She hasn't been here for days taking care of them, but now they're going to come on the show. That's people right next to me. This is an attack, and we have all the science. They did it on purpose, and they think it's so horrible, we won't ever admit to ourselves what's happened. Listen. I can't keep this on air unless you fund us. Plus, we've got great products, but nobody's fighting like we are. Thanks to your support, we're here. Please know we've got to end the Turbo Force sale very soon because we've got a limited amount of the 10-hour clean energy in. People absolutely love it. It's amazing. And because of the breakdown, we got a very small shipment. We're going to have to end the 40% off this weekend or maybe sooner because I want to then go back to regular price till more comes in a few months, I guess. Hopefully fund the operation. But that sale's going to end. Turbo Force Ultimate Fish Oil is amazing. 50% off. That's going to end soon. Ultimate Krill Oil, I think it's already sold out. Survival Shield X2, got a big shipment of it. The Good Halogen. If you've not taken the Good Halogen for your immune system, it's king. For your stamina, your whole body, you got to have good iodine. This is the purest, cleanest, pharmaceutical, nutraceutical grade. X2, back in stock, 50% off. Winter Sun, vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your immune system. It's king as well. It's 50% off InfoWarsStore.com. And the storable food sales for 2020 prices ends tomorrow night at midnight. 10% off the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply at the special page where you get 10% off PrepareWithAlex.com. PrepareWithAlex.com or go to InfoWarsStore.com. It has a sublink right there to get that massive discount. T-shirts are $17.76. Every order gets a bunch of bumper stickers to spread the word. We're in an info war. We're not backing down. And thank God, thanks to all your action and others' action, the truth's coming out. We salute Tucker Carlson and others. But there's the head of the coronavirus program admitting they were building COVID-19. The smoking gun.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.